Now to letters and online comment from the evening news.
Our first letter comes from David Allman of Spixworth, who asks, where are the big name employers? With the greatest possible respect to the entrepreneurs setting up mini outlets for fast food in and around the city, when are we going to hear about an influx of major employers, similar to Jarrold's, Coleman's, Chamberlain's, Bolton and Paul, shoe factories too numerous to mention, and others on whom our previous prosperity was built?
Our next letter comes from Mrs. Savage of Griston. When we put our tips in a jar at the counter, the workers get the full amount. Now, gratis is online. It becomes part of the salary and is taxed. Disgraceful.
And finally, the online comments are about holidaymakers who face further severe TUI delays from Norwich. The only time we use Norwich Airport is to fly KLM to Schiphol in preparation for a long-haul flight. For this, Norwich is great. For a short European holiday flight, we always use Stansted. I can't see us looking at holidays from Norwich anytime soon, comments Outsider.
God Help Us says, basically, all the airports and airlines in Europe are struggling to deal with a huge level of pent-up demand from having been virtually shut down for 2 years. Norwich is no different, and I'd much rather be stuck there than Stansted.
Should stay in this country and support your own leisure industry. I get fed up with all this. It's only a staycation. In this country, it can be a holiday. So says Happy Norfolk.
David Smith comments, TUI must have the worst luck in the world with planes that land at Norwich. They almost all have a fault that causes delay. I'm inclined not to believe that and conclude they are failing to offer the service they've taken money for and blaming the airlines.
And the final word is from He Said What Smith. With all the £10 development charges in the past 10 plus years, they could buy a plane for such events.